In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there.
Hello. Well,
welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Suck it to me.
Suck it to me, baby.
Sure.
Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the bestest decade of all time in music history.
Okay.
The 1960s. Well,
absolutely. My first song today peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 8.
Peaked at number 8?
Number 7 on 8? Yes.
Okay.
And that was in May of 1968 and was ranked number 40 on of all the songs of 1968. How about that, huh?
Pretty good.
Here's the Trogs with Love Is All Around.
The hit single by The Animals in 1965 became an iconic song of its type and was immensely popular with the U.S. Armed Forces, GIs, during the Vietnam War. It reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 65. So listen to We Gotta Get Out of This Place. No Foolin'.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before
time is due, I know. Watch my dad. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my dad.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. You know, when the weather is sunny and hot, you and I really go for a delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the soft drink that goes so well with hot weather. Deliciously different. When the weather's hot, Dr. Pepper tastes great cold. And when the weather's cold, that's when Dr. Pepper tastes a great hot. Hi, Max. Good friends, a roaring fire, the perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper. Delicious and so easy to prepare. Just heat Dr. Pepper in a saucepan till it steams, then pour over a thin slice of lemon. That's a hot idea. Yes, Dr. Pepper is delicious cold or hot. Try hot Dr. Pepper. It's a great winter treat. Right, Max?
Hot idea.
I never knew you could use Dr. Pepper hot.
See what you learn on this show? You
I
learn
know,
all kinds of things.
But I don't like Dr. Pepper.
Ah, everybody likes Dr. Pepper. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, he's a pepper.
I like that song, but I don't like Dr. Pepper.
Anywho, The Outsiders' biggest hit is my next song.
Ooh.
I don't know if they had any other hits, but this is their biggest.
Okay.
It went to number 5 in 1965. Here's Time Won't Let Me.
To know
love you, to hold you in my arms. Time won't let me. Time won't let me. Time won't let me.
This Beatles single that was recorded in 1965 became their seventh consecutive number one hit in the United Kingdom, and then it became their third consecutive number one hit in the U.S. Enjoy Ticket to Ride.
She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure thing twice, sure to do right by me.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio. Well, coming up next is a song recorded by the rock band Buffalo Springfield in 1967. It was released in June of that year as the B-side to their fourth single, Bluebird, which is also a good song.
Yeah.
And later included on the group's second album, cleverly titled Buffalo Springfield Again.
Saves them time trying to think up of a title for their albums. Well, just put again.
It was the 60s, as best they got.
Yeah.
Enjoy Mr. Soul.
The McCoys released this single in 1964, and it reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart that year. This song was originally My Girl Sloopy, but then it changed to, hang on, I'm getting to it. Hang on, Sloopy.
And
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Gillette's new Lady Pledge, the only product on the market that waxes a woman's legs while she shaves them.
Cool.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
I like it.
Well, our last song for today is a 1966 song by the Australian rock group The Easy Beats. Good day, mate. Good day, mate. Yeah.
I never heard of them.
It reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in May of 1967. And if you listen to the song, you really should think that they probably should lay off the caffeine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was voted one of the best Australian songs of all time.
Really?
Well, whatever happened to Timey Kangaroo Down Sport?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's more appropriate.
I think so. Anyway, listen to Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to mind me. Come and cheat me, I feel bad. Even my own man looks good.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Groovy, baby!